You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Greg Newsom, he signed his extension, or he's getting a fifth-year extension, I should say. More on that coming up, but hold on. Time for Mitch, please.
Morning, Ken.
Morning. Go ahead.
So today we have, earlier we had on Justin Termini from SiriusXM NBA Radio talking about the Cavs Magic matchup for Game 5 tonight. He had something a little interesting regarding the Cavs mindset going into this series, brought up the end of season game against the Hornets that had a lot of people angry about a week or two ago. This is what Justin had to say on the matter.
To lose to Orlando, I mean, Orlando can't even score. So that is just shows you how far away you are from a championship contention, because this should be a gimme. Like, to me, it's also mindset. Like, who is approving losing on purpose to Charlotte?
Anthony Lima approved of losing on purpose to Charlotte.
That's disgusting, because what it tells you, Lima, is you just wanted to win one series instead of multiple series. Because if you look how it's opened up on the other side of the bracket, with Miami gets hurt, when you potentially could have been the two seed, Philadelphia hasn't looked fantastic with Embiid, and you would have had an easier second round matchup as well. So it's kind of karma that they're getting struck with right now.
Well, what was your answer to that in that interview about disgusting?
Well, I said I still maintain this is the best team they could have played in the Eastern Conference. Like, they would have lost to Philly. I do believe. Now, maybe it doesn't matter because you think they're going to lose to the Magic. I mean, we'll find out tonight, right? I mean, whoever wins tonight, you're picking to win the series, right?
Yeah. I do want to agree with Justin, because he called you disgusting, and that's great. But I would have to say, if you're going to do it that way, now, I do think this has a tendency to backfire because your own players were upset. Max Strus was upset, and well, he can't hit the broadside of a barn anyway, so I bet that's not a great example to give. But either way,
if we would have kept Strus in, would that have helped or hurt our chances in that game?
Your own players were upset with you. So I do think that has a chance to backfire on you. But you know what? I don't believe in the hocus pocus of the basketball gods or anything like that. So I can see where you're coming from, but I thought it was great that Termini called you disgusting. A lot of people, by the way, they lose this series, they're going to go back to that game 82. Because that's going to stick with that owner. That's going to stick with those people. I'm just not going to blame it on stupid basketball gods or anything like that. I don't think that Wilt Chamberlain's up in heaven giving any sort of a damn about what the Cleveland Cavaliers did in Game 82.
I don't think it's the gods either, but I agree with Termini. It is disgusting to throw a game to try to improve your playoff chances. Or your first-round matchup, if they are the best opponent to play.
And I'll tell you this, there is a difference between being at home and on the road. Like, if they would have done it on the road, it makes it a little bit more palatable.
Yeah, and then everyone in Charlotte is enjoying their fan appreciation day, and they're all cheering because their team tried to win in the fourth quarter when they said, we're going to appreciate you today.
You did it at home. It's a dicey year. It's certainly been a dicey month and a half. It doesn't sit well with the fans at home there. And that booing, God, I'll never forget that booing and how loud they were. Hopefully they'll be cheering loudly tonight, because hopefully the Cavaliers will get a win.
And the crowds that have been there at home, they have been cheering. They have been great. They've been electric crowds.
Greg Newsom got his fifth year option. Haleem in Cleveland. Hello.
Good talking to you, gentlemen.
Hi.
So I want to look at this from two perspectives. One that's very obvious, and two that I think we could think about a little bit about why he may end up sticking on a roster. Number one, personnel wise, and I don't mean to be mean here, but first of all, he played well at outside corner as a rookie. Last year when they put him outside as a corner, he played well. And Greg Ward is one really bad concussion away from being done, which is really sad to say.
All right. I mean, that's not mean. I think a lot of people...
Personnel-wise, it makes a ton of sense to keep him. Mm-hmm. And that's the old adage, he's more important to us than he is to you for the draft compensation that you're going to get for him. Now, here's another thing to think about, okay? I know it's going to sound weird to ask. Does anybody remember how much Gabe Davis and Darnell Mooney got as third receivers in this offseason, how much they got paid?
They got a lot, didn't they? I thought they did.
They got a tons and tons of money. More than that $15 million, as a matter of fact, or at least one of them did, that Newsom's getting. Here's why I'm mentioning this. Ultimately, the Browns have been really good at seeing things coming, right? Seeing contract situations coming, like paying.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Njoku early, hopefully it works out also with Judy. Even the contract that just got extended with the dude and with the Ravens made the Judy contract look better, way better. That being said, I can anticipate third corners getting a raise. Now, not a $15 million raise, okay? But I can anticipate them getting a raise to the point where it's combating the influx of receivers over the last 4 or 5 years into the league. Even the third receiver on a team is...
Halim, I swear to God, you like cut out. I didn't do that on purpose. I think I actually agreed with you and where you were going on that. Because if they're not going to pay running backs and they're still going to do everything they can, no matter how many phone calls they get on, sadly, and they're not paying. I mean, look at the positional linebacker and what that's become over the last 10 years. It was the most important thing. I mean, these were the biggest stars in the NFL. Now, classic linebackers, you can barely mention any of them. Like the general fan, I think they just say TJ Watt and Myles Garrett, a general fan. Would just say that those guys are linebackers. Like a person walking down the street who doesn't pay that close of attention to football knows those names and would say they're linebackers. But you see what's happened to that position. I could totally get where Halim's coming from on there. So, yeah, I think that Greg Newsom this year is going to make sense for this football team. And again, by the end of next year or by the end of this year and going into next year, you're coming up to that fifth year. If he's played exceedingly well, that might be the time to strike while the iron's hot. Or he could just suck up the room. And then, yeah, this year was the time to strike on him. And I'm not sure, again, how the compensatory picks wash out because he was a first-round pick. We'll see where that goes, but you might end up having to hold on to him for the $15 million that you spend on for the fifth round or for the fifth-year option. So all those things are possibilities. I got to get back to the Cavs real quick. Angel in Cleveland, finish it up.
Hello?
Go. You're up. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, I just want to talk about some roster changes in the Cavs. On why we haven't gave Imani Bates a chance this season. I mean, I know the kid's a rookie, but with Garland and Mitchell, Garland can't get going because Mitchell has to start the game off with the ball. He's so ball dominant. By the time Garland starts getting reps in, you know, it's kind of in a crucial part of the game where, you know, it's either he's on or he's off, and it's just too late for him. Imani's 6'9". I mean, number one player in high school. He's had multiple games, a 30-point games in the G League. Yes, I know it's the G League, but I just think the kid could play.
Angel.
Yeah.
You watch some of those games with Charge?
I've seen highlights.
Yeah. You shot 38%.
Yeah, but I mean, he's getting reps in.
Yeah, but you're not going to give him reps in the postseason, Angel.
Well, I mean, if we're going to play Tristan Thompson when we're getting blown out and Marcus Morris, why not give the kid a chance? I mean, he could have had all season long where he could have got minutes and they just didn't want to play him. Okay. Well, and I just think that's another guy that could score on the ball like Mitchell can, and he just gives them another score. Garland can't – I mean, Garland can score, don't get me wrong, but – it's harder for a point guard to score in this league than it is a 6'9 small forward.
All right, Angel. Those are certainly on the record.
He's 6'8 in a league. They play no defense. He shot 38%. What do you think that's going to look like in the NBA?
I did not know that was going to be it. In my defense.
We can't end the show like that.
I didn't know that was going to be an Imani Bates call. Let's go. Here we go.
We got a game tonight.
In my defense. Let's get a win. Come on.
Would be nice, right?
Yeah. Stop making everybody mad at you and go out there and get a win. This is what happens when you lose like that to Orlando. You get a Monty Bates calls. No.
Donovan
Mitchell, out there and win.
The floor is yours. You're at home. Cannot disappoint tonight.
No, I'm not going to blame you if it don't go well.
They'll write songs for you, Donovan.
Yeah.
They'll make t-shirts.
It's a hard-working town. It's a hard-working Donovan.
Could this be Donovan Mitchell's last home game as a Cleveland Cavalier?
Stop it right now.
I mean, that's what's...
Stop that right
now. You
want
to talk about stakes?
Stop that right
now. That is what is on the line.
Come on, damn
Still
it.
Can't end the show like that.
Yeah,
come on.
Turn
we
it
gotta,
back on.
Gotta
turn it back on. Let's go. All right, Mitch,
let's try again.
As an umpire, would you ever reverse a call?
It is part of the protocol. You can't do that. You got to stick by your call no matter how good or bad.
I almost got thrown out of a baseball game yesterday. That coming up in a small story during the podcast. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Justin Termini was great. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Who's on Wednesday tomorrow, Mitch?
We have Joe Varden at 7:20 tomorrow.
Ooh. Hopefully after a big Cavs win. Let's go. Positive vibes. I don't mean to overuse the term vibes, but positive thoughts. Here we go. We're back tomorrow 6 to 10 for Big Country, for Jeff, for Mackenzie, for Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.